Our Heavenly Father and our God, we thank you that truly that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, given to the world through you. That as we study the scriptures, may your people know the truth and see the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, who is the truth, who is a dreamer, is a redeemer come from heaven, from our God. We thank thee, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We again turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. That first chapter, we know it's a famous chapter that we all should know and be able to look at and see. And I want to read verses 10 through 12. 10 through 12. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And we pray today that we do believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, if you turn to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. In verse 1. Chapter 42, verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. We know that the Israelites did have great light. And the saying of Jesus was, if therefore if the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. And it had a very practical, enforceable application to Jesus at that time that he had said this. The belief is generally held that the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, did not have much light. But if we investigate the Word of God, we find out that that's not right. And as expressed by the Holy Spirit, we learn that people for decades and centuries had that great light. The trouble was with it that it became darkness to them because they didn't believe in the Lord, the light of him. And it was the mist that was placed upon these words, upon that light. The light of God was covered by their traditions, their mysticisms, and they couldn't see through that to know Jesus Christ as the light. Christ came to remove that cloud and those traditions from these people, but they were not able to accept it. And as we know, and David says in Psalms 119, verse 105, we know that, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I pray that that's for each one of us today, that we have that same light. He also said, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalms 19, verse 8. And Solomon says, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. Proverbs 6:23. And then we can see that they had the law through the scriptures. And they had the commandments of the Savior as we look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Verses 14 and 15. 13, 14 and 15. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Elias, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their eyes are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Yes, we pray that we can see with our eyes and with our ears. And God will heal us as he did, tried to do to them. Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God. Mark 12, verse 24. The Apostle Paul says of the Jews in 2 Corinthians, if we would turn to that, 2 Corinthians, from the word of Paul, chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil undertaketh away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. See that? All so much was offered to the Jews, and they did not accept it. They had great light in the scriptures that was given to them. The Old Testament, they had the law, but they were blinded by the truth that was in there, that it contained. And the apostle says, when the heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be lifted. In verse 16 there, chapter 2 Corinthians. And I'd like to read from Ellen White some of her verse on this verses. The death of Jesus Christ for the redemption of man lifts the veil and reflects a flood of light back hundreds of years upon the whole institution of the Jewish system of religion. Without the death of Christ, all this system was meaningless. The Jews reject Christ, and therefore their whole system of religion is to them indefinite, unexplainable, and uncertain. They attach as much importance to shadowy ceremonies of types which have met their antitype as they do to the law of the Ten Commandments, which was not a shadow, but a reality as enduring as the throne of Jehovah. The death of Christ elevates the Jewish system of types and ordinances, showing that they were of divine appointment and for the purpose of keeping faith alive in the hearts of his people. We pray that our hearts are alive today because Jesus Christ of the words given there to us there. So as we do that, we see that they had great opportunity of knowing all about Jesus Christ, his mission, his work among men. And the very fact that that revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ had given to them, the eternal life, the Holy Spirit, conversion, repentance, and every other gift given to them through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can have that same opportunity today. To have that eternal life, the Holy Spirit, the conversion, all the other gifts that were to be given to the Jewish nation. And there's enough evidence given that they might have known all about this. And God and Jesus told them that they knew it, but they wouldn't acknowledge it. And do we today acknowledge it ourselves? Of this knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that we do, that each one of us here today does that. And if you turn to John chapter 7, John chapter 7, verse 28, John 7, 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. And then John 1:11. We'll read that again, John 1:11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. As we read the word of God, as if we learn and read of the Lord Jesus Christ, do we know him? Is he in our lives completely? I pray that he is, and that we will grow stronger and stronger in that knowledge as time goes on. We know that there's one great truth in all the Bible. And if it was understood in a way that it was in the light that is given to us, we would be able to see one great conservative central truth running through every one of the 39 books of the Old Testament. And that is the truth is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the Blessed. Yes, the blessedness of God given to man through Jesus Christ. We can also see that he was always with the Father. He was co-creator of this earth. And he is the very essence of light and truth. He is a great medium between God, the Father, and the universe through the ages of the past. John chapter 1, verse 9, John 14, 6, and John 1, 18 all explain this to us. And it also says that the ray that was even come to the world has come through him, John 9, 12. Every soul in the universe has been kept and personally preserved by him. And God the Father trusted Jesus Christ and gave this to him, the care and protection of this universe, and especially of this earth, so that the world might know him. We know that it is a vast and great universe that God has created and controls. God has placed him in all the riches, with all the riches and wisdom that only he could behold. Knowledge, power, and grace. It is given to each and every one of us. The scriptures do declare that the Jewish people might have known Jesus, been able to teach the world that. And if they had lived it, he would have been heralded by them of the word to the world, the birth of the deliverer, instead of the angelic host. They lost that privilege to do that. We know that there are another number of scriptures that we could go to all day long that tell us more clearly about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Blessed. And that's why we need to read the Bible daily. We have to take time out of our schedule. Remember I said that we're always busy. We know we got 24 hours a day and we got to sleep. We got to eat, we got to work, we got to groom ourselves and all these things. But we have to take time out of that 24-hour period to read the Word of God, to have prayer with our God so that he may be able to bless us. And it also brings clearly into the truth of the Bible, the center of Jesus Christ. He is the Christ. He is the Son of the Blessed. And he pre-existed before this earth was born, and he testifies to that of himself. He repeated again and again to the Jewish nation before that he came into this world. He told them that their scriptures taught it, but they didn't believe it. They would have known it if they didn't have that preconceived idea of what it was going to be, what the Messiah was going to do for them in destroying the Roman Empire. Take that hammer that was against them, away from them. But they also thought he was going to set that temporal kingdom up then while they were there. And we know that that's not true. They should have been able to see all this in the scriptures that they had. The Old Testament, we know that that's all they had at that time. And we in luck today have the New Testament also. We have the whole Bible to make that choice, to be able to see the light of Jesus Christ that brings to the world, you know. And we can see that. Several other quotes from Jesus. John 3:13. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6:38. For I have given unto them the works which they gavest me, and they believe that thou didst send me. We know that Christ has an exalted position in this universe, for he created it. And that testimony comes from the lips of Jesus himself. And we could continue to read on and on about that, to show that he existed before he came in the flesh. He filled the position in the universe that no other could occupy. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament taught this to the Jews. And they should have known it about the light of the blessed Lord, the blessed truth, John chapter 1, 1 through 14. And that's the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. But are we guilty of the same thing today? Of what the Jewish nation thought about the Lord Jesus Christ and what they should have known? Are we doing the same thing today? And it's how true it is that we're able to see the true Christ in the Old Testament. To have that veil of blindness taken up and removed. That he was a light in the world. John 8, 12 in chapter 9, 5. That in him was light. John 1, 4. And the light was the light of men. He is the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1, 9. The true intent of all light is Christ. 1 John 1, 5. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. We see Solomon with the wisdom given him from God, given an accurate description of the position of Christ before this creation of this world. In verse 22 through 30, Proverbs chapter 8, 22 through 30. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, when there was no depths, I was brought forth, when there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there, when he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then I was by him and was one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the light that the Jewish people had at that time, that he was here upon this earth in the flesh. See that, so we know that in most of the prophets of the Old Testament express this very thing about the advent coming in the flesh, showing him to be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word Jehovah, the God of Moses and the prophets. It was true of David, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, in speaking words concerning him in his glorious way that he came into this world, testifying of him clothed in the sinful cloth of humanity. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ came, but he did not have the propensity to sin. That is the one difference that he had with us. Well, there's many more, but that's one of them. But the Spirit of Christ was given to them by the prophets. The Spirit of Christ dwelt in the prophets, and they were inspired by the Holy Spirit to give the words that they did about this blessed Christ. Christ was dwelling in the Jewish people and the prophets for them to give utterance. All the blessings that came into the world, we know that came through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Whatever form there, we know that Jesus to be the Son of the Blessed. We can look at John's testimony also in many verses and many in his book. He testifies of Christ, the Word of God, that he was in the beginning before the world was, that he made the world, that he came into the world. He came unto his own, and they were not received by him. For without him was not anything made. 1 John 1, 9 and 1 John 2, 13. And we can also see the testimony of Paul, one of the great apostles, given that. It's filled with the inspiration, spirit of inspiration, after the ascension of Jesus Christ to heaven. And Paul received that great light and glorious truth in visions and revelations. And he said, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Galatians 1, 11 and 12. And then his claim of truth. "The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which blessed to evermore, knoweth that I lie not." 2 Corinthians 11:31. And there's more statements from Jesus, especially to the Jews and to Philip. Paul gave to Christ the term God, the same right title and prerogative that God the Father has himself. And we can better understand why Jesus said to the Jews, "I and my Father are one." We truly can believe that my Father and I are one. And truly, again, what the Jews might have seen in Jesus, we pray that we see him also there. They were given the wonderful privilege to see the Son of God in the flesh. We have not had that privilege yet, but one day soon we'll be able to see it. In 1 Timothy 3:16, it tells all about it. We know that much was lost by not beholding that glory, God manifested in the flesh. All the Jewish people lost much, more than we can even imagine. They were so blinded by the traditions of old, by their perversion of truth of the Word of God, that they were not able to truly see and understand. And are we people making that same mistake today? Are we not able to see and understand about the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our Redeemer, in the surety that he is coming again for each and every one of us? I pray that we do see that, are able to see that. We know that God's Word in the whole Bible reveals Jesus Christ, the Son of God. An instruction given to the church by God, who Jesus Christ is and has been, and the divine power that he has been placed in him so that we may know Jesus Christ. It's intended to encourage us, to uplift us, as it was to be for the Jewish, to glorify the sons of man through the redemption and salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. His creative power, his redemptive power that he has for us, his power to create, his power to recreate, and he will recreate this earth one day. And yes, God is going to destroy this earth. Many religions don't think that. But God is coming. The Lord is coming. And before he comes, we will see destruction that we have never seen before. The destruction of this planet as we know it. The mountains are going to fall down. The islands are going to disappear. Cities are going to disappear. And all that we need to be ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may be protected to see that. You've been given that power. But the power to save is the greatest power that our Lord Jesus Christ has. And there was a great loss to the Jews for not being able to see Jesus as he was. I pray that we are not in that same position. But because of their traditions, their blindness, not able to grasp hold of the Lord Jesus Christ as he truly was, that pearl of great price, their loss, the breaking up of their nation, the destruction of their glorious temple, the abandonment of their beautiful city, loss of millions of life, captivity of many, the hatred of mankind through the centuries, even going on today, scattered abroad to the four winds, is what happened to the Jewish nation of old. But what have his people lost today? What has his church lost today because of the traditions and misrepresentations of the Word of God? How much has been hid from our eyes today, hid from the eyes of the church? We know that in our humanities that we have Jesus Christ. He is our great need today for each and every one of us, so that we might have life. To whom much is given, we read, we know that much shall be required. Luke 12:48. The great theme of that, of the needs to be presented now, is Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind, the Son of the blessed, Christ as a creator, Christ as a recreator of all that there is. But for us to rightly know and understand Jesus as we must see him in the Word of God, the Blessed Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, from in Leviticus as well as in Hebrews, we need to search the Scriptures daily, for in them there is eternal life, and they testify of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Blessed. Amen. O our most gracious God, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. O Father God, thank you for the light of Jesus, the light of the world. We pray that we will keep that light ever before us, that we will see Jesus. We will look to the cross to know that the sacrifice made for mankind was given willingly. Oh Lord, you came down from earth, or from heaven. You left your majestic place there in heaven beside God the Father to save mankind, to show us the Father, to show us his love. And oh Father God, we pray that we ourselves will be able to reflect that light to the world. We pray for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.